Hard times, we're all going to have them. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. And some of us get through them better than others. You'd never know what some people are experiencing. They have the ability to maintain a positive attitude. They continue to be grateful. They live in the moment and offer their sufferings up to God, placing their troubles at the foot of the cross. Other people don't do so well. They suffer openly, have a negative, destructive attitude, and feel that their happiness has been shortchanged. They wear their pain on their shoulder for everyone to see. They make themselves miserable by obsessing over their problems. Well, what can we do to help us make it through the tough times? First, it helps if we realize that pain and suffering are just part of life. We are taught from an early age to avoid pain. Don't touch the hot stove. Look both ways before crossing. Be careful or you'll poke your eye out. They're all drilled into us. But the truth is, we will all face adversity in our lives, some more than others. An illness, job loss, relationship breakup, the loss of a loved one. We're all going to experience something painful, sorrowful, or humiliating. But you know, we grow through what we experience. Life's greatest lessons are learned through tough times, not pain-free times. Second, our attitude is everything. When we are faced with adversity, we have two choices: accept it and let go of the negative that comes with it, or obsess over it and in doing so become anxious and miserable. Third, you can't change the situation, but you can change yourself. You never change until you take responsibility for your attitude. It's amazing that when we change ourselves, our circumstances change too, not the other way around. Fourth, no matter the situation, there's always something to be thankful for. An attitude of gratitude can help us overcome any situation. When we realize that no matter what we have experienced, we still have many things in our lives to be thankful for, there's always someone who would be happily exchanging places with us. Five, don't compare yourself with others, and don't rely on others to validate you. Remember, the friends that seem to be living the perfect life are having struggles of their own. Your situation may pale compared to theirs. You may never know the extent of their suffering. Six, you're not alone and things will change. I learned at a very young age that other than death and taxes, the only thing certain is that things will change. As the old saying goes, this too shall pass. Anything is possible, but great things often take time. And finally, in God, all things are possible. Do you believe that miracles can happen? I do. I've seen and read of hundreds, and I've experienced them myself. You can too. Put your trouble in God's hands. Trust that He'll get you through your hard times and grant you the peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that will guard your heart and mind until He sees you through your pain. You're in my prayers, my friend. This is Tony Agnese.